It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Three men are running for mayor in Rutland. VPR's Nina Keck moderated their first debate last night at the College of St. Joseph's and joins us now to talk about the debate and the race. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Peter.
So who's running?
Well, incumbent Christopher Louris is seeking his fifth two-year term as mayor, saying last night he wants more time on the job to finish what he began back in 2007. David Allaire heads the city's board of aldermen, and he's the mayor's biggest rival. The two men faced off in the mayor's race 2 years ago, a race that Allaire lost by about 400 votes. He says he's running again, however, because he believes many in the city are ready for a change. The third candidate is Cam Johnston, a self-described outsider who ran unsuccessfully for a seat on the Board of Aldermen last year. This year, he's not only running for mayor, but also for a seat on the Board of Aldermen and for the city assessor's job. And he joked last night that he hopes people will vote for him at least once.
And what was the tone of last night's debate?
It was interesting in how calm and cordial it was. 2 years ago, when David Allaire and Chris Louris faced off in a debate at the Paramount Theater, many people were really shocked and dismayed at how nasty the tone became between the two men. But last night, things were much more civil. Cam Johnston got some laughs when he described his opponents this way.
You have Louris and you have Louris Light. The only real change that's going to happen is if you vote for me.
At which point, David Allaire quipped back with this.
I've been called a lot of things in my time, but Louris Light is not one of them.
And how different are the candidates' visions and priorities for the city?
Well, they definitely have different focal points. Chris Louris, the 54-year-old incumbent, spent much of the evening touting his accomplishments over the past 8 years. He says Rutland has reinvented itself and has become a statewide model for community revitalization. He says that transformation didn't happen by accident and was part of a three-pronged approach he helped spearhead that's included downtown redevelopment, a neighborhood revitalization initiative, and a new data-driven approach to fighting crime, which Louris says has shown dramatic results. So he urged voters to stay the course.
We need to continue to work with our partners to make downtown even better. And frankly, a change in leadership equals a change in strategy. And a change in strategy risks the evaporation of all the successes we've seen over the past several years.
What about his challengers, Johnston and Allaire?
51-year-old Cam Johnston says he'd like to see more radical changes made in the city. He's pushing for bigger budget cuts, but he'd also like to make the downtown more pedestrian-friendly. That was a big topic for him last night, and he suggested limiting car traffic in some areas.
Of course, all the businesses are going to hate me, but I would block off part of Merchants Row and as well as Center Street in front of the Paramount and make that a walking corridor so that we don't have some of the accidents that we have in some of the intersections, but it allows us to expand the downtown farmers market, and it allows us to bring people in for special events.
David Allaire, meanwhile, says Rutland needs a stronger economic development strategy, something the 59-year-old believes the current mayor hasn't made a big enough priority. Allaire says taxes are still way too high in the city, and he'd like to see even more done to reduce drugs and crime. He'd also like to see Rutland collaborate more.
Because I think we need to start thinking regionally. We have been kind of trying to go it alone here in the city over the last few years. And although we've had some small successes and we are very proud of our downtown, that isn't what's going to actually move us to the next level.
Rutland mayoral candidates David Allaire, Cam Johnston, and incumbent Chris Louris will meet once more for another debate next Thursday. Isn't that right, Nina?
Yeah, and it should be exciting.
That's VPR's Nina Keck in Rutland. Nina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.